They're known as some of the original recyclers. The National Tractor Parts Dealer Association is a sponsor of the Business News Hour. With members in the United States, Canada, Great Britain, Australia, and New Zealand, delivering ag parts to farmers and ranchers. NTPDA.com.
Welcome back to Insight on Business, the News Hour. Grateful that you have clicked through again today. We are going international because we can in these days. And with me on our newsmaker line is Tim Mueller, and he's with Granite Parts, a German company that's seeking to expand into the United States and do some work with American farmers. Tim, good to see you. We're using this on Life Size, as a matter of fact, something brand new for us, but you use this often, yes?
Yes, Michael, we are, and thank you for having me. We are, as you said, an international company. We are based in Germany, and we have a lot of contacts to our international colleagues. And during these days where everyone has to stay home or in their countries, we use this a lot to exchange, train, and also meet customers, actually.
Yeah. And, you know, technology is wonderful when it works. And this is working well today, my friend. So tell us about the company. What is it that you, first of all, what is it that you do, Tim? Are you in charge of some sales and
Yes, I'm an export manager responsible for one third of the markets that we have. And I work for a company that is called Granite, as you have pointed out already, Michael. We are a wholesaler for agricultural parts, components, and our customer base are dealers all over Europe.
Dealers all over Europe.
All across Europe. And our job, basically, our mission is to help those dealers to run their workshop in the most efficient way, because like in the US or anywhere else in the world, our dealers, our agriculture machinery dealers, have a huge problem finding stuff for the workshop, for the parts counter, and we want to help them to increase their competitiveness and their productivity.
You know, I have been visiting with dealers, tractor parts dealers all across the United States, and they're reporting to me that business is good to excellent, even better than 2019. However, one of the main issues that they're having is securing parts, some from China, because that has slowed down their supply chain. And so they are actively looking and seeking others out there. How does that work with supplies between Germany and the United States?
Yes. First of all, we had the same problem with China, because some of the sources that we have, like the dealers in the US, we also source from China, of course. And we see that supply is picking up again. So there is, it seems that the Chinese government is doing what they are saying. So the productivity is getting up again. But of course, we have a huge stock here in northern Germany where we are based. And we carry around 250,000 different parts in our stock that we can supply within 2 to 3 days to the U.S. market.
Tim Mueller, ladies and gentlemen, is our guest from Germany. He and his family live in a rural part of Germany, and we've had many conversations over the telephone, and this is an exciting opportunity to go international with meeting other individuals in the area of agriculture, which is so important to the United States. Tim, when you have over 250,000 parts, can you give us an idea of the breadth of that? What kinds of parts does Granite have?
Yes. So, Michael, we have started Granite, or the company that we work for, Fricke, where Fricke Granite is a part of, has started as a dealer and still is one of the biggest dealers, private-owned dealers in Germany, with more than 20 workshops. And of course, like a lot of other dealers, we have started with tractor parts. We have started with everything that came into our workshop, and therefore we have built up volumes and then went step by step into a direction of a wholesaler. So, and because our agriculture here is quite diverse, so we have arable farming, but we also have milk farms, we have biogas stations. So we basically have everything from cedars for tillage, for tractors harvesting, but also now we expand into forklifts and, for example, also construction machinery. And basically, you can say we offer everything that works on a farm as a machinery, plus everything that that the farmer uses for a mechanic work.
Now, agriculture, and I'm somewhat familiar with this, agriculture as the size of farms in Europe is much different than what many farms in the United States are. Our broadcast comes out of Iowa, and it's not uncommon to have farms 3, 4, 8, 10,000 acres here. But that's not necessarily the case in Europe, is it?
No, we have quite different sizes, actually. Okay, so in the area where I live, in northern Germany, we have quite diverse kind of farming types. So you talk about the milk farm, but also a small arable farm. So I would say, in average, you talk about 150 to 300 hectares. But also here, the structures are changing rapidly. Yeah. So we see a huge decrease of farms, especially milk farms. So farms get bigger and more professional. In the east of Germany, you easily talk about maybe 6,000 to 10,000 hectares to acres, sorry, so much, much bigger. And in the south of Germany, you are talking maybe about 100 to 150 acres, because there people have also income from tourism. They do direct sales to the community. And of course, these farms, they all have a tractor or other equipment that they usually bring to a local dealer and get them repaired. And that's where they also buy their equipment.
Now,
so a lot of different,
yes.
Different thing from the U.S., yeah.
Tim Mueller, ladies and gentlemen, is our guest. Tim, when we talk about penetration of your company in Europe, I was looking online prior to us talking. You have some distribution in many countries there, yes?
Absolutely. Absolutely, Michael.
And is Canada in your mix yet as well?
Yes, we also supply Canada. We have found a local partner 1.5 years ago, and we do actually quite some business there, because especially the east of Canada is kind of a niche market, because there you have a lot of European equipment, but we also see that there's quite some fit with our program to the western and mid provinces that we can supply.
Now, you brought up an interesting point. The parts that you have through Granite, we talked about European-style tractors and things. Is this an opportunity? Will your parts also fit on other products that are out there? Name brands, yes?
Yeah, absolutely. So if you look at, for example, a John Deere tractor, the front axle is the same in Europe as in the US when the tractor comes out of, you know, it's not for all, of course. Especially, I think your implements are different in the US, of course, but especially for the tractors, for sprayers, but also for other kind of machine, there is a crossover. And of course, we know that that the industry tries to find synergies, and these synergies, of course, can be found in the assortment of Granite parts.
Hmm. Tim Mueller, ladies and gentlemen, this is an opportunity for us to get to know a little bit more about agriculture in Europe, as well as a conversation with a business that's been around a long time. You folks have been, what, 70 years, did I see?
We will turn 100, actually, in 3 years.
Yeah.
Michael, our part section, Granite parts is 23 year old. And within this 23 years, developed into a business that is doing almost $600 million a year.
Congratulations! And how long have you been with Granite, Tim?
I'm with Granite 15 years now.
Really? You started as a child.
Almost. No. Thank you, Michael. No, I started at 20. What I did here in Granite is at Granite is I studied at Granite, so they pay Granite paid my university, or Hans Peter Fricke, the owner, actually. And I had the opportunity to go into a practical training. I went to our sourcing sites in the Far East, but also had the opportunity to meet our customers quite early in my career. And this was a great opportunity, actually, because the people that we work with, and it's the same in the US, are hands-on, honest people. And this is, I think, one of the best things to do is to do business with these kind of people.
Yes.
Absolutely.
One of the things, of course, here in the United States with COVID-19, most everything as far as gatherings have been shut down. And I want to just talk just for a moment to give people here in the United States an opportunity to understand something about farm shows, agricultural shows that are in different parts of the country. I suspect that Granite takes part in Agritechnica, which is a major farm show in Europe. Here in the United States, our farm shows tend to be, well, pretty simple. How different is Agritechnica from what you've seen perhaps in the United States when it comes to farm shows?
I think here you also have different shows. I mean, in the end, Agritechnica is the biggest show that we have, and I think it developed into like the major show worldwide, I guess. And what we also have is like national or local, more local shows where you have field days, where you have machines that can be tested. So that's what we also have.
Sure.
But Agritechnica, I think, when you also look in Europe, into Europe, it's a different level from the professionality of the suppliers, from the presentation of the machines, and also from the attendance of, let's say, decision makers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is. It is quite different. We know those folks at Agritechnica pretty well, and having worked with them in the past, and it is quite a difference between what we normally see, even for our extremely large shows here in the United States. Tim Mueller, thank you so much for spending time. I'm glad that we got the technology to work. We will be sharing this across many social media platforms. We will have links, of course, to your website up on our radio blog as well.
Very good.
So thank you, Tim. Great to see you, as well as have this conversation. And we'll be chatting soon, I know.
Yeah, thank you very much, Michael. And also to all the listeners, all the best. Stay safe in these days. And hope to hear from you soon.
Be well. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Once again, that was Tim Mueller, the export director for Granite Parts, based in Germany, but doing business now worldwide. And we will have a link to their website up on our radio blog. Well, that wraps it up for another business day. Thanks so very much for being with us. For all of us associated with the business news headlines, Chap Ramsey is our production coordinator. Sales and marketing is Aaron Libby. The voice of the Business News Hour is Hunter Pease. And the music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett from Jam Good Productions. For all those folks and for Tim Mueller, my name's Michael Libby. Have yourself a wonderful day. Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good day.